Jeannie Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series, empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle. Today is December 21st, 2017. I'm joined today by Vice President of McKinney Flavelle, Craig Ruffalo. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, and welcome to our weekly Commodity Hot podcast series.
Yeah.
And boy, I missed the last one. You were placing a bunch of bull bets, and I just wanted to say thank you because I'm going to go completely opposite of you.
Shocking. It just surprises me that you're going to go opposite.
Yeah. Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Clemson. Course. And I'm going to go Oklahoma.
To win it all?
To win it all. Heisman Trophy winner has to win it, right?
Wow.
That's where I'm going.
Okay. Nice call.
Thank you. Well, happy holidays, everybody. And this is our last podcast for the year. And so thank everybody for joining us this year. And we look forward to 2018. I'd like to have fun with this one here.
Yeah. Let's
Not
do
that,
that
we don't have fun with the other ones.
Oh, we always have fun here at McKinney Flavelle. What are you talking about?
So what's
about?
Your New Year's resolution, Craig?
Oh, boy. I don't know if I could say that on air.
Well, I can tell you what mine is.
Well, what is it?
Eat more candy.
Oh,
eat I don't think I had candy. Enough candy this year. So I
oh
think
my
I'm
gosh. Gonna, are you going to be like the cows at the Chick-fil-A commercials with eat more chicken? Are you going to be
eat more candy?
Eat more candy.
Eat more candy.
I like that.
I think I got a good start because my wife was like, hey, your daughter wants 100 candy canes. So last night I bought 200 candy canes, 100 for my daughter and 100 for my son.
Okay.
And I called her and I said, look, I bought the candy canes. And she said, how many did you buy? I said, I bought 200. It got to be equal between the kids.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm going to have a little extra candy canes this year.
Yeah.
So there's the start of my eating candy.
I like that already, Mike.
Yeah,
good job.
Exactly. Well, today I think what we should do is let's do something on predictions for 2018.
Okay.
All right.
So
I'm going to ask you some tough ones here.
All right.
Because this is recorded, so people are going to look back at this and say, "Was Craig and Mike, what were they right?
Wrong?
Were
they, let's find
we're
out.
In the middle.
Oh, boy. Let's find out. All right. Shoot them. Let's go. Let's
okay,
go.
You ready?
Let's see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Farm bill. Will there be a farm bill as we go into 18? And if so, will there be changes to the sugar policy?
Quick answer is there will be a farm bill in 2018.
Okay.
So the answer is yes, by the end of the year. And yes, there will be sugar policy with minor, if any, changes to the current policy as it's written.
Okay.
That's what I predict. How about you?
I'm going to go same.
Wow. You're not going to go opposite.
I'm not.
Wow.
No, I can't on this one.
Okay. Yeah. Don't bet against sugar.
Yeah. You always say don't bet against sugar. And I think they'll work it out. And I don't think there'll be very many changes. And I don't think they'll separate it out.
I don't
It'll
either.
Be too difficult.
I think the biggest challenge within the entire farm bill is a SNAP program.
Yep.
But they're going to be focused on non-ag. I think they're going to be going after food stamps and that kind of program, security.
All right. You ready for your next one?
All right. Next one. Give it to me.
Labeling law. What's going to happen in 2018 with the labeling law? Are they going to get it done? I'm going to add one here for you.
Okay.
Are the beets going to get the exemption on the non-GMO status?
Oh, man. Now you're just throwing stuff at me just because.
Why not?
I know. It's the last podcast of the year. You know what my prediction is that Secretary Perdue will write the regulations of the biotech labeling law, and it will exempt both the soybean oil processors and sugar beet processors from mandatory labeling. Now, one further prediction. There will be some consumer food groups out there, meaning specifically the food manufacturers, that will still put on a label might contain genetic modified material.
Even
so I don't I predict there'll be some that will go then maybe go to the butterfly and try to get all the way to that type of situation. So even if beet sugar isn't mandated on the label, I think some food companies will go that way out anyway.
I'm kind of leaning towards saying they're going to delay it even further.
Wow. You want to kick the can down the road?
I kind of want to kick. I'm going to go with kick the can.
All right. Good old game I used to play as a kid
kick the can. Yeah. I mean, so I'm going to go, they're going to push it.
Okay. All right.
They're not going to figure it out and they're going to push it out. They're going to send it.
We shall see.
All right. Okay. We have to ask this one because people are going to want to know.
All right.
Will there be any formal revision of NAFTA?
Oh.
And will sweetener be a part of it?
Wow. So we've, of course, tackled this topic multiple times on this podcast series. So why not throw one out there and see if we've got
why not
any further answers? So the prediction is we will have a NAFTA agreement. I don't think we're going to get it formally done, though. Okay. I don't think we're going to have a formal complete NAFTA in 2018. I think we're going to kick that can down the road. If I had a prediction, however, I do believe at some point we will have a sweetener component of NAFTA. Just got to throw that out there, but I don't think it's done in 18.
Yeah, myself. I'm going to kick the can on that one too.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say that there'll be a lot of rhetoric, but certainly I think from a political standpoint, there's a lot to talk about in Mexico with the different parties.
No question.
And what might happen.
Midterm elections are coming up in the U.S. too, so there's a lot of stuff that's going to be interactively flowing on a lot of the conversation with regard to trade policy. I've got a second type of topic, Mike, that I want to throw at you, and that's separate from sugar and some of the commodities. It's trends, consumer trends. Oh, what do you pick up on food trends that are going to be some of the major ones for 2018?
Yeah, no, that's a good one. That is a really good one. And I have to say I'm a little biased because I grew up with kind of hippie parents. So, you know.
So the all natural granola style?
I remember coming home as a kid and my dad, I said, you know, the fruit roll-ups, this is in sixth grade, the fruit roll-ups.
Oh, really I love those.
You know, and my dad said, great. And so he built a dryer and made his own and then gave me those. Those were not the same, I just have to say.
Okay.
But on that theme, I'm going to go consumer trends. I'll go two. Number one is I think that the trend towards consumers looking at the labels will only increase. I think that I think people
clean labels.
I think it's still going to be a big deal. I still think
I agree with you.
And the second one, I'm going to go, you know, we've seen this rush of plant-based milks.
Plant proteins.
Yeah, I think that that will continue to rise in demand. From an international standpoint, too, I think it'll be pretty big and continue to grow. I think you're going to see those food manufacturers or others entering the market, even though it's becoming more and more popular and some would say saturated. I think you still throw a lot that way.
I tend to agree with that. I think that plant-based proteins is absolutely on the rise as far as consumer preferences for meat replacers or anything else for that matter. And so I'm on board with that. In the beverage sector, the one that I see is climbing like an avalanche is going to be cold brew. And it's going to be some form of cold coffee brews. And I just was watching a webcast that showed a bunch of companies' new product introductions in that sector. So be careful on all of those because that some of them can be addictive.
Yeah. Well,
because I watch those young millennials walking around. All they seem to be drinking is those cold brews.
But it's good stuff. Yeah. I mean, they've done great work on that. And as I always say to my coffee cup in the morning, it says to me, I own you. People love their coffee.
They do love their coffee. But I predict that between what you've said on consumer trends and cold brew, we've got a lot going on for 18. Challenges as always, but that also creates opportunities.
Absolutely. So. Well, thank you guys. Yeah. We'll wrap this up.
Let's do it.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year. We'll look forward to talking to everybody in the new year in 2018. And you know what? We got our online platform coming out.
I can't wait for everybody to take a look at that. It's going to be super exciting. Everybody check it out. And we're going to have an app coming out too.
McKinney cool?
Favela is going to have an app, man. That's exciting.
My gosh.
We're in the new age, man.
Yeah. So all our great intelligence and pity can get anywhere.
I love it.
Yeah.
Check it out.
All right. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Take care.
Bye.
That concludes this podcast episode. For more information, visit us on the web at bikini-favel.com. Also follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest industry news, updates, and intelligence.